RNZ Pacific News, hello, Keta Nemblong, me, Lydia Lewis. In news, Justin, some shops and restaurants in New Caledonia have closed early as a precaution as rumours mount over more unrest. There have been fiery demonstrations, marches and clashes with security forces in Noumea overnight. The unrest comes amid proposed constitutional changes which could strengthen voting rights for anti-independence supporters in New Caledonia. This man who works at a beachfront cafe in Noumea told RNZ Pacific the situation is moving quickly.
We're open, but we're in the midst of closing right now because there's supposed to be a protest. So I actually can't talk because I need to close. The whole of Belisitong's closed. Everyone's putting the furniture away because there seems to be a protest that's coming. I don't know really from where yet.
French High Commissioner Louis Lefranc told the public broadcaster he had called for reinforcements to maintain law and order. Meanwhile, a local resident says the situation has been tense.
A lot of fire, violence, but now is better. I stay safe at home. There are a lot of police and the army. I wait the government to put the action for the peace.
And Noumea is under curfew from 6 p.m. tonight to 6 a.m. A New Zealand travel agent says it's too early to tell when flights might resume in and out of New Caledonia. A New Zealander on holiday in New Caledonia says he's heard gunshots and seen black smoke from his hotel. House of Travel Chief Operating Officer Brent Thomas says when flights do start operating, there will be a backlog.
So if flights don't go today, therefore you've got twice as many people travelling tomorrow, it does sometimes take time to clear that backlog. So it is a situation that's unfolding and we will deal with each customer on a case-by-case basis to best assist them. And that involves both people who are in New Caledonia and still to travel to New Caledonia.
Brent Thomas urged holidaymakers in New Caledonia to follow the advice from the government and their hotel. And to the rest of the day's news now, Palau President Surangil Whips Jr. has been sued in his personal and official capacity before a US federal court for banning an American from Palau. Christina Nafstad Tori Byong was listed as an undesirable alien in 2022, but it's not understood why she was on the list. Ms. Tori Byong and her husband, former Palau President Johnson Tori Byong, filed a similar lawsuit before the Palau Supreme Court earlier this year. RNZ Pacific correspondent Onirung Kambasikisoli says Ms. Tori Byong argues the Compact of Free Association she has the right to enter, reside and practice her law profession in Palau.
She argues that the U.S. can avoid this undesirable alien list placement under the Compact of Free Association that governs the relationship between Palau and the United States.
New Zealand's Fiji Girmit Foundation president is calling for Fijian Indians to be officially recognised as Pacific people. The 145th anniversary of Girmit Day is being celebrated across Fiji and New Zealand this week. It marks the arrival of Girmit indentured labourers from India to Fiji under British colonial rule on May 14, 1879. Indo-Fijians or Fijian Indians are often left out of Pacific scholarships and policy because they are recognised as Asians in New Zealand census. Krish Naidu says the Ministry for Pacific Peoples needs to clarify whether they are included in the Pacific community.
Regardless of whether you call yourself an Indo-Fijian or a Fijian, what is the role of a Ministry Pacific? And who is the Ministry Pacific for? Are Fijian Indians also part of the Ministry?
Papua New Guinea is once again facing a jet fuel crisis that has paralysed its national carrier Air New Guinea. As the Post Courier reports, airports shut and planes were grounded last Friday, leaving thousands of travellers across the nation stranded. A statement by the airline says international flights have been refuelling overseas, while domestic flights have had no option but to stay put. It says jet fuel rationing by Puma Energy is to blame. Vanuatu's struggling national airline faces another blow with an announcement that the carrier's only jet plane has been repossessed. The Vanuatu Daily Post reports Prime Minister Charlos Salwa is saying Air Vanuatu's Boeing 737-800 has been repossessed due to non-payment of the lease, amounting to over $4.5 million. The Prime Minister says a compounding factor was the airline could not afford to pay necessary maintenance costs. Last week, the airline went into voluntary liquidation, cancelling all of its international and domestic services. Immigration New Zealand says they are working with employers to ensure the nearly 1,500 stranded seasonal workers have accommodation and work until they are able to leave the country. National Manager Pacific Lua Ward says the agency will push back expiry dates for 200 workers whose visas are due to end.
No, it's a really difficult situation for our RSE workers who've been in New Zealand, who've finished their season, who are tired, who are looking forward to going home to their families, and they can't leave. The last thing we want is for any of these workers to be unlawful through no fault of their own.
Lua Ward says other workers prevented from travelling to New Zealand by the Air Vanuatu disruption will also have visas extended to enable work to go ahead. Influenza cases in Samoa have doubled on the previous two-week average. Samoa's Ministry of Health has reported close to 1,250 cases of influenza from April 29 to May 5th. About 1,400 cases were reported from April 22nd to 28. A Ministry of Health spokesperson says the count is still below the alert threshold despite a higher number of infections. The spokesperson has advised people with flu-like symptoms to practice preventative measures like wearing masks. The Northern Marianas has issued a temporary ban on importing live poultry and hatching eggs due to the threat of bird flu. This following an increase in aviation influenza H5N1 cases across the mainland United States. The Department of Land and Natural Resources says bird flu presents a significant concern as it poses risks not only to avian populations but also to human and other animals. In sport, Tahiti's AS Paidae has kicked off their OFC Men's Champions League campaign with a 6-0 win over Samoa's Vaivasetai in Papeete yesterday. The side led 2-0 at halftime. OFC Media says their home side dominated for large spells of the opening period. And the All Blacks coach Scott Robertson says Sam Kane won't be available for selection until the Rugby Championship in August, but he hasn't closed the door on the 95-test flanker. Kane, who accepts his time as captain is over, yesterday announced his retirement from international rugby and the end of the year, having signed a three-year deal with Japanese club Suntory from 2025. Robertson says the loose forward is carrying a back injury that will rule him out of the July tests against England and Fiji. But he says Kane's been involved in All Blacks leadership meetings and is in the frame for selection later this season.
He's still got that personality and those leadership qualities. He knows what to say at the right time, so he's been valuable. And look, as we know, when you play 95 test matches, you've been around, haven't you? And you know what it takes. So he's available this year. If he performs, it's up to me to pick him.
Robertson will name his new captain and 32-man squad for the July tests next month. And that's the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website.